Sean, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Well, Sean, before we find out if you set the record or not, why in the world would anyone want to hold Madagascar hissing cockroaches in their mouth for 10 seconds?
Well, I was doing it for charity. The Harris Nature Center out here in Okemos was looking to raise money for a new overlook over the Red Cedar River. So we decided to raise money for them to help them build their overlook. And the cockroaches is kind of a unique way to get people out to the store and help raise money for them.
Now, how many people did you have at the store yesterday?
I didn't get a final head count last night before I left, but we were guessing it was somewhere around 200 or 300 people.
Okay, and why did you pick the cockroaches as opposed to, I don't know, snakes or birds or whatever?
Because there was a gentleman a couple of years ago who had done the cockroaches thing, and Rick and I had always joked that I could probably beat the number that he had done. So it just kind of became this ongoing thing of that running joke, and we went with it and tried it last year, and I was able to do it, so we decided to do it again this year and make it official.
All right, let's talk about the Madagascar hissing cockroaches. How big are they? What are they like? What do they do when they're held in close quarters?
Well, I had to use adults, and adult cockroaches of that kind are usually about 2.5 to 3 inches, or sometimes a little bit over 3 inches long. When they're in tight quarters, they're kind of calm. They're used to living in dark caves and dark, like rotted out trees, like on top of each other. So they were okay being in my mouth. It wasn't too bad.
So do you try to be still and not move your tongue and your mouth?
I try to as much as possible, but I actually have to use my tongue and my teeth to move them around a little bit to make room for more.
All right. So tell us, did you set the world record?
Yes, I did. I actually did 3 different attempts last night. The official record is 6, and I did 12 on my first run. And then I decided to do it again to see if I could get more in, so I did 16. And we had some miscommunications between the timekeepers, and we thought someone was supposed to blow a horn to signal the end. So I ended up doing it a third time just to be on the safe side.
So 16, boy, you surpassed the world record with a nice comfort zone there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, just so we don't get anyone running to Proust Pets or calling our studio, none of these hissing cockroaches were harmed in this attempt, correct?
Correct. They all came out perfectly fine. We actually had an entomologist there to verify that they were alive both before and after the event. He checked them all out and said they were good.
And how much money were you able to raise by doing this?
We're actually still tallying it up. We were counting a little bit last night. We have some more to count today.
All right. And but what's your thoughts after you set the record and help raise money? How do you feel?
I feel good about it. I like doing things for charity, particularly if it's nature-oriented. Animals are my life. That's my livelihood. I love taking care of animals and trying to educate people about them. And, you know, we only have one planet. People need to learn to take care of it. And, you know, if I can do something to help out something like a nature center that helps teach people that, then I'll do anything I can for them.
And, Sean, you are a typical employee at Proust Pets. How do you find people like yourself who just love what they do so much? Because you don't find that at a lot of places.
It takes a place like Proust that can draw that type of crowd in. You can take classes at any college, and you know, you'll find a couple people who feel the same way you do. Other people just kind of have a general interest in the subject, but there's very few people who are just outright passionate about what they do. And Proust just kind of seems to be that, you know, that meeting ground for that type of person.
All right, I'm not a roaches guy. I'm not into that stuff at all. As a matter of fact, our Great Pet Show, which you can hear every Saturday at 11 o'clock here on 1320 WILS, I had to co-host that once, and there were about 50 tarantulas brought in here, and I was standing on my chair. But what I find interesting is at Pruce Pets, and this is not meant to be a plug. This is from a guy who's not comfortable in these type of environments. But if I want my kids to learn about that, Pruce Pets is the place, perfect place to go.
Yeah, we believe that, you know, if you're going to take a pet home, you're not taking home something that's expendable. You're taking home a family member. And it doesn't matter if that's a bird, a fish, a cockroach, or a snake. You know, any animal of those or in between is a family member. And when you take that animal home, not only should it be accepted into your home, but you should be educated on that animal. You should be able to make that animal comfortable for the remainder of its days, particularly since it has to live in a cage or a tank.
You know, it's kind of interesting, too, what Pruce Pets does with the pets that they get in. They allow them to remain and acclimate themselves to their new environment as opposed to just getting them in and sending them back out.
Right. Particularly in my department, the majority of our animals go through a minimum of a 2-week quarantine. If we feel that animal has not adjusted to the degree that which we think it should, we will then quarantine as long as possible. Since I've been there, we've had some animals have quarantined as long as 9 or 10 months.
All right, Sean Murphy, what's next on the horizon for you?
No idea. I don't know. Rick and I were discussing what we're going to do next year, and I told him I'm not sure about cockroaches anymore, so maybe we'll figure something else out.
All right, Sean, congratulations. So much on the crazy record, but the fact that you're raising money for a great cause. You're a good man. Thanks.
Thank you.